It's time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. We're getting close to the weekend, and that means we're going to talk some Carrboro. Joining me in the studio now to do that is Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Happy Friday, Damon. How are you?
I'm good, Brighton. It's warm and muggy out, but that's all right.
Yes. Emphasis on the muggy. I was surprised to see a little bit of rain out there, and then the real feel being like upper 90s, even though it's like 89 degrees, but it doesn't surprise me when it threatens to rain like this every single day.
Yeah, it's windy out there, but it doesn't seem to help. I was on my bike on the way over here, and it normally that kind of helps cool you off, but not today.
Not today. Well, even though the Carrboro Town Council did not meet on Tuesday, actually called off the meeting and started their summer break a little early, there's still plenty of us for us to catch up on. And frankly, some of that is still reacting to the news from last Friday, which I know many people in our community and across the country are grappling with, which was the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and scale back federal abortion protections. We've talked a little bit about this on the air already this week, Damon, that the mayor sent out a joint statement on Monday speaking in favor of abortion care and abortion access. And actually, because Jen and Mayor Pam were both off, you're going to be the first mayor who was on the statement that we could talk to about how that came together. So what can you tell us about why the mayors decided to stand up and put out this statement together?
Well, I should say, first of all, that Mayor Weaver took the lead on that, and I was happy to pitch in where I could and help do some of the writing and editing over the weekend. And of course, we joined with Mayor Heminger from Chapel Hill as well. You know, it seemed like an important moment for us to express what I think many of us in our communities were already expressing and wanted to, you know, feel some solidarity in, which is that this is it's hard to overstate how momentous that decision was for protecting people's access to health care, to abortion in particular, and just what it says about this current Supreme Court's view of the rights of women and the rights of people to make decisions about their own health care. It's a pretty grim outlook now. In many states across the country now, abortion essentially became illegal overnight. And fortunately, that's not quite the case yet in North Carolina. But we're going to have to fight to keep it that way. So it was important for us to lift that up and raise people's awareness of just how precarious this situation is.
We talked a little bit with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price about this too, but it is, you know, again, a situation where on the local level, our towns and county have their own set of values, which sometimes differ from what we see at the state government level. And it's hard to make decisions that are kind of separate or that maybe break from the state government level. In your mind, what can Carrboro do to try and help lead and be a leader in the state, despite just being, you know, a small town and maybe not able to enact the different legislation that we see when it comes to abortion access and healthcare?
One thing we can do is work in coalition with our like-minded partners in other jurisdictions around the state. There are folks all over North Carolina and in small towns and big cities where this has been received appropriately as a shocking development. Even though we saw it coming with the leak of the decision a couple months ago. And so I think working with our allies across the state in raising awareness in particular about the threat that abortion care faces now at the state level in North Carolina will be important for us to do. I think also raising awareness, as we tried to do in our statement this week, about the opportunities for individuals to, if they're able to contribute financial resources to, for example, the Carolina Abortion Fund, Planned Parenthood, Pro-Choice North Carolina. These are groups that are not only building and sustaining the infrastructure to secure people's access to abortion, but also working at the state and federal levels to do lobbying and advocacy on the sort of legal landscape of things. So there's work to be done. In North Carolina, we have an incredibly important election here coming up. And the decisions that the voters of North Carolina make this year will have a direct impact on whether abortion remains legally accessible in North Carolina.
Once again, we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. That joint statement of Mayor Siles, Mayor Weaver, and Mayor Heminger can be found not only on chapelboro.com, but all of the respective town government websites for Carrboro. That is carrboronc.gov. A little tough to transition from that topic. We know that that conversation, of course, is going to be continuing for a long time. So let's transition to something that is really going to be relevant just for the next few days, which is 4th of July events that are happening in our community. And I think a lot of the stuff that maybe catches headlines of Enofest over in Durham and then the fireworks show in Chapel Hill sometimes means that people might overlook just how much stuff that Carrboro has going on 4th of July weekend. So can you provide some previews of what people can expect if they wander over to Carrboro on July 4th?
Yeah, this is really the first year since before the pandemic started that I think the town of Carrboro has kind of returned to a full slate of activities.
That's
true. At the town commons and in front of town hall and at the Century Center. There will be some preliminary activities kicking off in the morning on Monday morning at Weaver Street Market with for kids to prepare for the People's Parade by creating kind of decorations and so on. That parade will kick off, I believe, at about 10:45 or so from Weaver Street Market, marching down Weaver Street toward the Town Commons. And there will be music all day long on the Town Commons and kids' activities and other things going on. One of the highlights for me, and I think for a lot of people on the 4th now, going on our 9th year now in Carrboro, is the community reading of Frederick Douglass's speech, What Does the 4th of July Mean to the Negro? A really powerful speech. We've got a great lineup of speakers planned for this year, over 30 speakers this year, which I think might be the most we've ever had. Some of them are people who've read with us before, and others are brand new, including, I'm glad to say, a lot of young people joining us as readers this year. We also have a keynote speech being offered by Professor Irv Joyner from North Carolina Central University School of Law. He is a stalwart and longtime member of the movement in North Carolina and has been working in civil rights and civil rights defense in particular for folks in North Carolina for many, many years. So I'm really excited about having Professor Joyner join us.
Yeah, it is absolutely one of the 4th of July events that I think stands out in our community because it is so powerful and moving and provides a different look too on a day that is typically kind of wrapping itself in the flag a little bit, or that people, you know, maybe take for granted in some ways. And, to me, the Douglass speech just really stands out.
It connects us to the previous part of our conversation too, I think, Brighton, about the recent Supreme Court decision about abortion. Because what Frederick Douglass is calling us to do is remember that these liberties that we value so much and that we proclaim to be so important to us are not experienced the same way by everyone in our communities. We know that access to abortion limiting access to abortion is a way not only of controlling people's bodies, but has historically been a way of controlling, in particular, the bodies of poor people, the bodies of black and brown people. And I think what the Douglass speech reminds us to do is to remember that these are liberties we have to continue fighting for. They're not just available to us and available to all of us equally. So he has a lot of lessons to teach us for today and for the future.
And it's going to be, as you said, a pretty special event with how many people are going to be part of that reading. I know we've got at least one 97.9 The Hill member who will be doing that as well. It's usually kind of a surprise who all the readers are, so we don't want to spoil it too much and hope that people show up on Monday for what should be a great event. CarrboroNC.gov also going to have plenty more details on what to expect in Town Commons or around the town of Carrboro on Monday, July 4th. Once again, we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We've got a few minutes left. We want to make sure to save some time. We've been talking for several weeks, for probably a good it feels like a good chunk of 2022, about the repaving of East Main Street is going to be happening soon. NCDOT is going to be working on it during the summer. It's happening soon, happening soon, happening soon. And it sounds like we now have an official date of when kind of the heavy, heavy work is going to be starting, correct?
Right. It sounds like they are going to start up their work on East Main Street with the milling and so on of the road, essentially stripping the roadway off of the off there now. And that's going to start on July 5th, which is next Tuesday. I think they're trying to keep most of the work happening at night to avoid disruptions. But, you know, it's going to be disruptive. We know that. But I think the product is going to be really transformative for downtown. It's paired up, of course, with the work they're doing on West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. We're going to have a continuous roadway there connecting the two downtowns that is a more appropriate for an urban area. It's safer and more comfortable for pedestrians and cyclists. And as I said, I think it's going to be transformative for our downtowns.
Yeah, so just a part of the good news is that it is predominantly happening at night. So, of course, it will look a little different in the morning when they stop work, but unless you're traveling through downtown Carrboro and downtown Chapel Hill at night, you're probably not going to see too much of that disruption. And the town staff has been doing a really good job of making sure people stay up to date on the latest from the Department of Transportation. So you can head to their website to get and social media pages to kind of get the latest on what to expect on that project. Anything else from the town government or happening around the community you want to highlight for folks as we head into the long weekend, Damon?
I don't think so. I think, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning, Brighton, the Carrboro's Town Council is on our summer recess. What that means is it's a recess from our council meetings,
but
it is not necessarily a recess from work to be done. So I have been doing a lot. I know that I and my colleagues have all been having meetings with staff and constituents and so on. Our work continues, and we're certainly accessible and available to folks if they need us.
Yes, that is a great note. We had a great time talking with Eli Zarposada earlier this week here on the air about how he's settling into the role, which was really fun. And as we continue to see any news about what happens next for the town council this fall, CarrboroNC.gov going to be the place to go for all kinds of town government news from Carrboro. Mayor Damon Siles, as always, thanks so much for stopping in and hope you enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. You too, Brighton. Happy 4th.